Youth Dynamics is a nonprofit organization operating across Montana. Katie Girton works out of the Kalispell office, licensing people to be foster parents. She says in the past 6 months, she's had about 20 children referred to her office to be placed in foster care that she's had to turn down. She says it's hard to find people up for becoming foster parents.
The biggest thing that I hear, you know, is that, you know, people are afraid of having a child in their home. You know, they don't know how that's going to work out with their family, or the biggest one is, I'm not ready yet.
Youth Dynamics specializes in therapeutic foster care. Therapeutic foster care, or TFC, also involves therapy, support aids for caregivers, medication management, and respite services for parents and caregivers. Children will generally get involved with Youth Dynamics through referral, sometimes from a state agency like Child Protective Services. They will also get involved as a sort of stepping stone coming out of a shelter or group home. Girton says often a child needs the special care, but it isn't available for them. She says this isn't unique to Youth Dynamics. All the child welfare agencies spend time scrambling to find placements for kids.
And I used to work as a caseworker, a case manager here, as well as licensing coordinator, and it broke my heart to have to refer kids to shelters or just have to turn down placement for kids coming out of group homes, and they really had nowhere to go.
Girton says sometimes there's an issue with kids or teens who are in trouble for sexual assault. She says oftentimes these cases stem from abuse that child received. Sometimes the child has mental health issues and needs to learn basic coping skills.
We let parents look at their records before they take on the child because we want the placement to work. We want them to know what they're getting into. But if you look at a child's, just like their progress notes, their treatment plan, you're looking at all the problems of that child. We don't document positive things in an incident report. We just don't. And it can be scary.
Foster parent Carla Hunt has been involved with Youth Dynamics since last spring. Hunt also has a son, just about to enter his teenaged years. She says there's always a nervousness before a child comes into her home.
I get a little nervous because I don't know how they're going to react and how they're going to get along with everybody in the house. But usually it always ends up okay. But, you know, getting to know new kids and trying to figure out what they like to do and they don't like to do and if they're going to get along with my son. And
Hunt says it's a little different approach with setting rules for foster kids than for her own.
You have to treat them, I don't know, softer than what you would your own kid, you know, because they've been through a lot where your kid has more structure and has had a better environment to live in, and these kids haven't. So you kind of have to, you know, you have to kind of be lenient, but you have to be firm.
Hunt says she got involved because she saw an ad in the paper asking for people to help with respite care. She did the training and then did more training to become a foster parent.
There's horror stories to everything. And there's, you know, and there's happy endings, too. You have to, you know, jump in and try and see if you can help one of these kids. That's why me and my husband got involved, is so we could help children that don't have stable environments.
Girton says there are 17 hours of training involved with respite care and 30 hours for foster care. There's also a criminal history check through fingerprinting, a child and family services check, Department of Motor Vehicles check, employment, and they also look at other life issues like having had or lost a child recently. However, she says if something happened in your past, that doesn't necessarily exclude you. She says they're not looking for perfect people. Rather, people who can provide a safe home.
A lot of these kids come from pretty unstable, horrific environments. Your home is going to be wonderful to them. I guarantee it.
Girton says some of the other foster care options in the Flathead include through the local branch of Intermountain Children's Home and the state. She says if there's no placement for a child, they'll go to a shelter or group home. And lots of the time, that's at Watson's Children's Shelter in Missoula, Chaudière Children's Hospital in Helena, or Acadia in Butte. Girton says right now she has 8 foster parents on her list, and she's in the process of licensing 3 more. She says she'd feel comfortable if she had 40 homes on her list in the Flathead. Statewide, the statistic is that about 3,000 kids will enter the foster care system each year. That's new children going into the system, just in Montana. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.